You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's your guy, Kijana Owens, the Grind Allison. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in, catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
Call in, tune in, chime in, whatever you do, get in. This is the Morning Grind Radio Show, and I am Kijana Owens, and I am the Grindologist. This is We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Amazing morning to you out there in the middle of everything that's going on around the world. And today, we're going to talk about solutions over situations. We're not going to focus on resolutions. We're going to focus on solutions. Man, I'm going to get this panel right on started. It was an amazing, amazing weekend. Want to just address We Talk Radio Network was the major sponsor for an amazing event this weekend, the Heels on the Move to Heal third annual charity shoe fashion show, which I got to be one of the hosts with the amazing Mr. T. Smiley, our executive board director there for We Talk Radio. This amazing young man and I, we had a good time hosting that event live, virtual, found a way to make sure that we made the impact for the third annual in the time right now what we're dealing with. So we found a way to go virtual. Amazing. Thank everybody that was involved. Look forward to, let me tell you something. When you get 1 year, that's great. When you get 2 years, man, that's exceptional. 3 years is phenomenal, man. But we on the way to the fourth year, and that's going to be that breakthrough. I'm excited about it, man. But there's more. Let me tell you, I've been in some trainings over the weekend. I know it's coming close to the holidays where we all go into a daze of, you know, spending in flux and, you know, family and good food and good cheer and opening gifts and love and, man, in the spirit of God and the Son, Jesus Christ, you know, to be able to just be grateful, right? It's that time. But it's also time right now is a very, 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 very important time to be in preparation for what we want. On this show, I'm always going to bring some fire. I'm always going to bring some wake up. It's 6 in the morning here on the West Coast, but guess what? You guys on the grind. And if you up and listening to this, so are you. Listen, I know every year we go into this resolution stage, right? You know, next year I'm lose weight and do this, and then I'm going to start on the first and everything else. But see, momentum is important in that. Momentum is more important than I think we give reference to. Momentum means I got some head of steam. Momentum says I got some trajectory going on. Momentum says I got some goals in place that I'm putting in position. You know, not that you're there, but that you're on your way in mode of activity. So this morning I've got my panel, man, Mr. Neilton Moore is a co-host every time. He's up front, man, doing the work, man. Good morning, my man. I may not have him on just yet. I know we're dealing with some things. I talked to him this morning on a pre-call. I know he's in transition to some degree. But, man, let me tell you, I'm so fired up this morning because now this right now is the 7th of December, which means that we're coming down, that we're in the fourth quarter of the fourth quarter. Let's use this as a football sport analogy. You use whatever sport you take reference to and enjoy. It's all the same. Just want to use football because football, you know, operates in a deep, you know, fourth quarter sentence. You don't say you're behind by 21 in the fourth quarter. Let's use basketball. You're behind by 30 in the fourth quarter, whatever it may be. Man, listen, you got to put yourself in a position where, you know, I used to like them, date myself here, but back in the day they had a guy named Kirk Rambis for the Lakers, all-time hustling great. Man, goggles, long hair, high socks, knee pads, diving for the loose balls and all of that. That's what gaining that momentum is truly about. And gaining that momentum, doing that work, put yourself where you want to be coming in to where you want to go, man, that's what time it is right now. You may have that idea. You may have, you know, that job that is already lined up for you for 2021. You already got your resume. You already did an interview. Everything's prepared. But guess what? How about getting yourself professionally prepared internally for the work it's going to take? My main man is on with me now, and I'm ready to bring him on because I know he's got some fire to bring to the table. Mr. Neosha Moore is out there front line, my main man, my co-pilot. What's going on this morning, bro?
Man, great morning to you, my brother. How you doing today?
Man, I'm fired up. Man. It's Monday. It's Monday. We're ready to fire the people up on Monday. There's a lot of Tuesday shows and Wednesday, you know, hump day and all this. But we are responsible for firing the people up on Monday morning, man. How you feel about that, bro?
Man, I'm excited about that, man. We got to fire the people up. We got to wake them up. We got to get them ready to go for this Monday, man, and finish out this week.
Man, that's what's happening right there. You know, listen to me. We know it, as professionals, you know, we've got, you know, these lives. We're in the fourth quarter of the fourth quarter. We're into the fourth quarter. And maybe we're ahead. Maybe you're out there, you're in a good position. You know, things have lined themselves up well for you, even in the adverse times of what's going on in the world today. You focus on solutions over situations. Maybe you've even made a transition and made things better than they've ever been in the middle of while everybody else was looking at the worst side they've ever seen. It's two sides. But now it's the fourth quarter. Either you're behind or you're ahead, man. If you're ahead, you want to stay ahead. And maybe even get a little further ahead to distance yourself. If you're behind, you sure know what you need to do. You got to get busy. What we got to do, Niyosha, coming down this fourth quarter, bro?
Oh, man, thanks for the opportunity to be on the show, man. I tell you what we got to do, man, is we got to get, you know, stay focused, man. We got to be with them goals, man. We got to mastermind together with good brothers like yourself. And we got to come together, man. And
There you go. You fell off.
All
right. You
back. Game, sir. Okay, cool. Yeah, we got to come together, man, and mastermind with great gentlemen like yourself that's out here making a difference, and link arms, man, and mastermind together. And we got to put our plan together, man, and we should have been already planning for 2021 because 2020 is gone. So, man, we got to get out here, man, and turn these wheels a little faster, man, and we got to help some more families in 2021.
So you said something real powerful right there. 2020 is gone, in essence, you know. But it's still here, right? So a lot of times we didn't hit these goals or things didn't line up well for us. And you know, maybe some of us maybe feel like, man, we failed, or, you know, I just didn't hit the mark. And this is one of those times of the year where while you have, it's always two sides, and in the middle of always two. So you got three sides of the coin. Now, on this one side, man, it's been an exceptional year. On the other side, it's been a dismal year. On the middle side, in the middle right there down, you know, the coin on its edge, you know, right? We can make it where we want to make it at the end. Say it doesn't already happen. You're so far away from hitting your goal right now that you had for the beginning of the year that, you know, maybe it's an improbable impossibility to hit, you know, the solid goal. But, man, you can't quit. That's the deal about today. You know, we take that hit of failure, of letdowns, of even despair, you know, situations. And then, you know, we just give up on what will free us from the same situation. And we can't let go of what we know will free us. So I want to empower people today, man, get up and get out and get this thing happening for yourself. The ocean, tell them, man, you got to get this last fourth piece of this fourth quarter, man, apply it with vigorous application. That's what I say. What do you say to that?
Man, absolutely, man. Definitely behind on some of the personal goals that I scheduled and set up for 2020. But I tell you what, man, you said a big thing right there. Great point. You can't quit. The thing is, man, how are you going to reach your goal if you quit? So the thing is, we got to stay focused, man. We got to, you know, hit the reset button. And then we just got to keep driving and keep grinding, man. You know, doing the work. I use your phrase, doing the work. You know, hey, we'll do the work. We'll forget the work, but the work will never forget us. So we got to continue to just put in the work. And the thing is, just because you fail, you are not a failure.
Yeah, it's difficult. Take the kid. You know, I was in a training set earlier this morning, talked about that child. I mean, how many times do they fall? How many times does, you know, can't get up, you know, crawling, trying, picking up, pulling himself or herself up on things until they finally get it, you know? And what I always say to that on the other side is, as a parent,
you know, when you look at that child, you know, how long will you believe, you know, how long will it take for you to stop believing that the child will walk? You'll never stop believing that the child will walk at some point, because the child's going to never stop trying. That's this deal right here, down the end of the pipe. Say I had a goal of losing 40 pounds over the course of 2020, and I only lost 10. Not to say that you could lose this additional 30, and say you can't either. The grind is real. You know, you put the effort in, everything is possible. We got a God that's amazing. Now, what about, hey, I may not have hit that goal, but it's not over. It's not absolutely not over. Now you can put yourself in a trajectory to say, hey, listen here, man, maybe I didn't hit it, but you know what? I'm going to give me some supplements. I'm going to start getting me a little bit better sleep. I'm going to maybe start stretching to get myself acclimated to what I really got to do coming down this fourth quarter, going into the first quarter of the next game. Man, I'm coming to get them. This is a journey. You know, it's not a destination, so we're going to keep on walking. I got an amazing man on the line, too. Caller, are you on the line? Got some people that want to speak in. Who's out there calling in? Where you calling from?
I'm kind of hectic and busy right now, but this is your boy Robert McFall from Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh my goodness, man, we done hit all the way down there in Jacksonville, Florida, man. I don't know how much of the call you've been able to hear, man. With any inputs you'd like
to
add, the whole thing is about
the ground. That I heard the whole thing, and I consider when we don't reach our goals, in which, you know, they said, well, you failed. Well, I call that a learning curve, because of the fact that when you people are afraid to fail because they don't want to fail. So then when you're afraid to fail, that means you're not even going to try. That means you're not even going to put the effort in. So we got to understand that it's okay to fail, because that's how we learn. That's how we get better. That's how we reestablish ourselves and say, okay, I need to tweak this. I need to tweak that. Or better yet, this is my first time doing it, and I didn't know what I was doing. Now I know what I need to do, so now I can get myself up and do it properly and correctly. So we can't allow ourselves to be afraid to fail because of the fact that, fear is not something that was given to us, and God did not give us that spirit of fear, and we need to just focus on just continuing to push forward and just don't be afraid to fail, because you got to fail, because all successful people has failed one time or twice. Benjamin Franklin failed before electricity was done. I've got who created the airplane. They failed before they was able to create the airplane to fly. So understand, successful people will fail. So that means if you fail, be one of the successful people once you get going and get into where you need to be. So don't be afraid to fail. I give that back to you.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, being afraid, when you're afraid to fail, it, by default, it makes you afraid to win. I'm going to let that resonate a little bit. It's just if you ain't going to get out there, it's not going to happen. And right now, when I listen to what you just said, Mr. McFall, when you don't attempt, you know, at getting to where you want to get, it's really a mindset. And I'm gonna go back to something we had a show some time ago. Neosha and I we spoke about the jungle and the zoo mindset. See, in the zoo we've been conditioned to be in the zoo, you know, Friday, like the paycheck. They come with the paycheck on Friday. That's, you know, that's how it is. You know what it is. It's on Friday at the zoo, you know, it's lunch. You got a lion, got to roar a little bit, you know, mess with the visitors, you know, stand up, walk around, you know, growl a little, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know, so he can get some good treats. Same thing. Now, in the jungle, though, he got to come home with the antelope. His whole pride is counting on him. Just like at the zoo, the pride is counting on you that your check is in there on Friday. So that same mentality parlays over into everything else that we do. See, when you have to do something that's outside of what is, you know, required, so to speak, by the system, this is self-requirement, man. It's very tough for people to get there. Like, man, I got to get up an hour earlier. I've got to do it. Now, nobody's going to be on you to do it. How do you get the discipline to apply those principles to what you want? And I'm going to open the panel. Anybody can jump in because I know that's a hot topic.
And I'm just going to say this real quick. Yeah, just like you just said, I've been up since, I want to say about maybe two or three, maybe a little bit earlier than that in the morning, getting it in because guess what? Driving Uber, you get up early in the morning like that, you get the money. Just like I said, I won't tell you how much, but I've made well over $100, maybe two within up until now. So guess what? You gotta get that money. You gotta get up and grind. And if you sit back and hesitate, that means you're not gonna get the money that you need, and you're not gonna be able to bring back the envelope like you just said.
Man, the floor is open. I'm ready to hear it, so I want to learn too.
Man, that's fine, Mr. Owens. I tell you what, woo-wee, man, you got to get up early, man. You know, if you're an adult, you know, there's no way you should be sleeping in today's times of now. The thing is, you know, what type of goals do you have? You know, if you have any idea or any inkling about achieving your goals, you're going to have to get up and get after it, because guess what? You're not the only one that have those goals and you have that place you want to go. A lot of people say they want to be a millionaire, but are you willing to put in millionaire work? And see, everybody want to sleep in and work 2 hours a day and get paid $1 million. That's not reality. The reality of it is millionaires working overtime. Look at Mr. McFall just called in. This gentleman is up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So that means he has a head start on many of those people that call themselves sleeping in as adults. Mr. Owens, what you got?
Man, listen here. I got a thing. You know, you hear the early bird gets the worm, right? Now the early bird come out and he peck it on the worm and whatnot. But see, the eagle already out there waiting on the bird to get the worm. He's gonna scoop that bird with the worm. You see what I mean? That's what you're doing, Mr. McFall. You out there? It's the same industry. You don't have to. See, you operate in the spirit of you get to. See, when you operate in the spirit of get to instead of have to, see, that's gratitude. Like, hey, they gave me an opportunity. Man, I didn't hit my goal, but guess what, man? There's some people sleeping. I'm going to get up and hit this Uber at 1, 2 in the morning, chop this airport, give me some of these red-eyed folks or something like this, man, some loose money. You made $200 before people woke up in the morning. See, that's the early eagle. See, here come the early bird. The early bird, he out there now. There's a whole bunch of people getting up now. You know, they all, there's traffic coming on and everything else. You beat the traffic. But if you operate in that spirit in anything you want to do, man, success is inevitable. Success is inevitable when you operate in that spirit, man. I'm going to open the panel back up again. I know you fired up, man. Hit the people.
Mr. Owens, man, it's all about the work. If you're willing to put in the work. See, that's the thing. A lot of times people, they don't want to do the work. They want to sit back and receive. But then there's also reciprocity. A lot of times in situations where you got to go out and help somebody first. And a lot of times we're in such a me culture. It's about us and not about nobody else. But the thing is, I learned this a few years ago. The law of nature is self first, but the law of grace is others first. And that's where we are, sir, me and you. We looking to help other people. Because when you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want by default.
Oh, now I got to come in. Now, see, so We Talk Radio created a platform where people who can come in and make an impact for other people. That's what this whole network is about, which gave me an opportunity to get up in the morning and share my passion to help people and impact lives by whatever somebody might want to do.
whatever they might want to do. That's the deal. Service to others leads to greatness. That's it. They're wrong. It's in the Bible and different scriptures too. I'm a baby of the word, but it's all over the place. If you hear it, if you just help enough people get what they want, by default, you'll have everything you want. Now, you out there in the front right now, Robert, you already made your $200. It's not even 7 in the morning on the West Coast here. People starting to get honking horns and all that on the East Coast now, but you've already done your work. You could say, hey, man, I can go ahead and chill, you know what I'm saying? But no. Guess what? You got a project that you do early in the morning. Then you got the rest of the day to continue to smash the late birds, right? Because you get to. Robert, what do you think about the spirit of get to and got to?
Hey, get to the got to. Hey, you got to get it. And I'd rather just get it than have the got to. But I just look at it in a way to which, you know, you got to tell yourself, do I want to get it while I can, or do I want to do what I got to do? This I got to do. Because when you got to do it, that means you don't, your heart's not into it. You just doing whatever. But when you go get it, that means you out there just making moves and doing everything that you got to do. But I just say this: in order to be able to be successful, you got to be a servant to somebody. Because guess what? Every single person that's successful has been a servant to somebody, has been serving somebody. So just remember, you got to serve somebody to be able to get to what you need to, that you got to get to. And got to, I don't, you know, I know everybody says, well, I got to do this. Well, guess what? You got to, because now it's a hurry. But when you're going to get it, that means you're doing it before it comes to be a problem or an issue. Give it back to you.
Ooh, now that's fire. I'm gonna use got to in a different kind of context. Got to is in have to is, oh man, I don't want to, but I got to, you know, I gotta change the tire, you know. But then you can also flip the bond to, man, I get to change the tire, God bless, man, thank you, see, gratefulness. But on the side of got to, there's also that got to that's a drive, I gotta hit these goals. But that's internal, that's not got to because society says, or somebody says, or work says, or he says, or she says. That's because you said to him that, hey man, I got something to do in my life, I'm pursuing a purpose. And now I'm going to come down to real pipe here. What's your purpose? See, coming down to the end of this year, it's been a great time of reflection. People have had time that they've never had before in order to look at some things internally. Maybe we got to find out that we have set ourselves in some good position in case of. Maybe we find ourselves in a position that, I need to make sure I don't be hit like this again, whatever the case might be. But guess what, man? Operating right now in that spirit of, man, gratefulness, coming down the pipe to understand, man, that he has us here for a purpose. You are up this morning. You're awake today. That's why I like Monday grind. See, Monday grind is that get to. We're trying to impact people with the get to mentality. People don't like Monday because Monday is the start of the new week. Man, I'm excited for Monday on Friday. I'm looking forward to Monday. I'm like, man, I want to get back to helping the people. And when you operate it then, man, things happen that you could never even imagine. Doors open. People that you never thought would reach out to you. Things just God is moving mountains to put you in position that you are doing the work for. Because here I go, I'm going to open this panel again. Hey, nothing works but the work.
Man, let me tell you something, Ms. Owens. Man, starting the day off with the attitude of gratitude, man, that has really helped me so much. Because the thing is, I could always get up and talk about the things that I don't have. But how about me counting my blessings? Number one, being able to see the sun when I first wake up. How about that? And then able to get out of bed. You know, so many things that we can start the day off with and be thankful for. So the thing is, yeah, we have a lot of things that we have a desire for and we want. But like you mentioned, not getting spiritual, but God says he take care of all our needs. We have food. We don't need steak. We have a car. We don't need a Lexus or a Mercedes. We have transportation. And the thing is, we have work. We don't have to be a CEO, even though you can be one. But think about it. Just be thankful and just appreciate what we have that's right in front of us. What you got, Mr. Owens?
Appreciation, gratefulness, thankfulness. You know, that spirit that it gives us to look up in the sky, it's raining, and say thank you. And you look up in the sky, it's cold and it's snowing, and you say thank you. And you look up there, and there's a fire over there, and you're praying for the people, but you say thank you. Because it's all for some reason that we don't even know anyway. But we're up this morning, we're up today, because it's something that we have to still do with this life, or he took us on home. I operate in the spirit of gratefulness. That's why I'm not sleepy-eyed right now. I got up and prepared. I got up excited, you know, and when I'm sleeping and resting, you know, I believe that God is feeding me visions. You know, I'm excited. I'm almost like a kid, like it's Christmas kid in the morning. Like, man, you know, yesterday I didn't hit my mark, or I prepared myself yesterday for today. And that's another thing. But preparing the night before for the next day does something else about get to. It opens up, man. I get to get on my project. I get to get on my grind. You know, I get to make that follow-up call. I get to, you know, if you could just ingest that spirit right there and grasp it and internalize, man, that spirit to get to, man, we get to make an impact. Guess what? Then you get to make some money. Then you get to leave a legacy. Then all the other things start to happen, man. You get to see, man, Robert, what do you get to? Because you done got up so early and already got them, and you still get them.
Woo! Well, I just say this. You know, a friend of mine said this. When you know, and I guess, you know, there's another famous speaker that said it too. If you know that you got to go get it early, you got to get up earlier than most people so you can get what you need to get. Because when you do that, you're setting yourself up for success. Just like how some of us get up to read. Some of us get up to do different things. Some of us was probably up even earlier making phone calls and helping other people out to do other things. You have to do something that somebody else is not doing. And when you do that, you find those little nuggets. You find those little success. You get those little wins and everything. So if you really want to win, you got to find things that you need to do to be able to help you win. Or that old saying is, you know, you gotta want to breathe, you gotta win. I forgot, breathe that you want to win. So, something like that. I'm messing up the saying, but you gotta really want it. And when you go for it, then that's where you can be truly successful, and not look back and just, you know, do what you gotta do. Because at the end of the day, it's you. It's all about you and winning and doing what you got to do for your family. Because if not, somebody, they're going to be looking at you like, why didn't you go get that antelope? Why didn't you get up early in the morning? You know those antelopes like to run around at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, but you just let them all get scattered away. Some lions already got their stuff, and now there's nothing out there except a little puny little deer. We don't want that. So you got to make that decision on, do I want to get up early enough so I can win? How bad do I want it? How bad do you want to breathe? That's the question that you have to ask yourself and tell yourself, let me stop complaining and put in some action to my wants.
When you want to breathe, as bad as you want to be successful, you be successful, right? Okay, yeah, that's the deal. Eric Thomas, you know that he has that amazing video there where the guru took the mentee out to the beach, held him underwater, And when he brought him up, you know, down there trying to get breath. And he said, what did you want when you was down under that water? He said he wanted to breathe. Well, until you want to be successful as bad as you want to breathe, you won't be successful. You know, that's amazing right there. We got some callers in. I'm going to open up that floor. Please share where you're calling in from, who's calling, and what's on your mind.
Well, good morning to all of you. I think you used the word amazing several times, and that's what it is. God bless you. How you doing this morning?
Man, I'm fired up. It's Monday morning. I get to, you know, share an impact and reach out there. And you call in from that 626 number out there in Pasadena, California. We got Jacksonville. We got Ontario. We got Dallas, Texas. I mean, you know, we're making an impact all around the world. So, you know, I'm feeling real good.
Well, two things that was real strong that I just wrote down. The law of grace, I think it was Niyoshi. Scared to fail equals scared to win. Ooh, I had to get my pen out. Congratulations on all of you just to be here on Monday. God is good, awesome, and I'm going to listen to the comments because the grind show on Monday morning, you know, being early not only gets you started per the day, gets you started per the week. So one day at a time.
That grace, absolutely. And when you do operate in the spirit of fear for failure, you're also operating in the spirit of fear of winning as well. And that's another topic, because people do have fear of success because they think it will change, and change is good. But, man, I know we got the amazing, the incomparable, you know, Adele J. Foster. Glenn, my amazing co-host, every Monday morning she has been here. I know we've been dealing with some little complications in the technology this morning, but I got you on the line. What you got going on, Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn?
Oh, wow. I was just listening to everybody, and I'm like, oh, this is amazing, because we got 2021 coming up. And, you know, a lot of people said, wait, well, I'm going to wait to 2021. But I'm going to tell everybody, I know it's December. We're at the end of the year, end of the fourth quarter. I will tell you, don't wait. Do it now. Because when you do it now, you'll start seeing results in 2021. I got Reset coming up in 2021, and I'm excited about it. And you're going to be one of my speakers, and I'm excited about that.
You know I'm fired up. We're going to give it to them like they're supposed to. Hey, I'm excited about that. The Reset Conference is going to be amazing. I'm going to have you share how to connect with you coming down to the end there, absolutely, because making an impact is what you've always been about. You opened some doors for me over a decade ago. Gave me one of my very first opportunities to speak and part and share. I was so new in the industry. Had got me a brand new suit. I forgot to didn't even know to take. No, I didn't forget to take the tag off. I left it on there. I thought it belonged on here. But guess what? I got to in the spirit of that. Man, I got to do something that opened doors in my life, of, you know, and that was because I operated in the spirit of courage, if you will, on the other side of fear, unafraid to fail because I want to win. And when you said just now, you know, coming down, let's use a scenario here. You didn't get the summer body. Okay, so I wanted to be all fit. I was going to give me a six pack, but it ended up a one pack, one and a half. You know, I see a little ripple in it, whatever the case is, right? It just didn't happen. But guess what? If we'd be so blessed to see summer 2021, get started now. The floor is open.
Well, I will tell you, when you start it now, you start seeing results now. But if you wait, you're going to keep waiting. So don't wait till 2021 gets here. Start it now so you can see the results in 2021.
But you remind me of the Popeye cartoon. Now I really date myself. People don't even remember Popeye. The Popeye cartoon with Wimpy. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, right? We're going to wait. But see, he wasn't going to wait. He didn't have the money right then. If you think about it, he was unafraid to keep asking to save. I don't even know if he paid him on Tuesday, but he always said he'd get him back, right? Oh, man, I'm hungry today, though. See, we got to be hungry now. We got to be hungry now, even though you might not have what you think you need. You do. You have what you have, and that's all you got. You got. I was listening to T.D. Jakes this weekend, man. Man said, listen, if you don't have that to fight with, use what you have to fight with. Like David, the bear, right? The stories I'm reading and listening to, the stories of, you know, the slingshot. I mean, you know, you'd like to have a cannon. You don't got one, no. We got what we got. The floor is open. You know, I would love to hear any of your input. It'd be good. This panel is phenomenal, man. You help us a piece. Share, please.
I just want to say this. I'm just jumping in real quick. And this is something that we have to understand. Preparation. We got to prepare for 2021. You don't prepare for 2021 in 2021. You prepare now so then you can keep it moving so you don't skip a beat. It's just like you don't get up to home plate in a baseball game and you haven't taken no batting practice, you haven't taken no swings and think that you're gonna get up there cold as ice, you know, your swing, and you're gonna hit a home run or a base hit or a key hit to help your team win. You gotta prepare. You gotta go ahead and get the batting practice before the game gets started. Matter of fact, for all athletes, they gotta work out during the off season to prepare for the upcoming season. So when you see athletes doing that, when you see other people doing things that they have to prepare for before, that's what you gotta do. Just like a college student, they gotta study. Before the test, so they can take it. You don't just come out there and say, "Give me the test, I'm ready." Oh, sweat! I don't know what this is. You failed. So we gotta tell ourselves if we're going to be and want to be successful in 2021, is the time is to start now. Yes, start now. Prepare because you want to go in. You want to. Leave 2020 just as you want to start 2021, or vice versa. You want to hit 2021 and come out of 2020 the same way. So if you come out of 2020 sluggish and not doing nothing, you're going right into 2021 just like that, and you're going to take about 2 or 3 months before you can get red hot. And you're already too late because people's already ahead of you. People have been preparing back in October and November. Remember, we successful people do not think day to day. Some successful people say you only think month to month. You're supposed to be thinking year to year, decade to decade, because your vision has to be already put in place so you can be able to be successful. I give that back over to you.
Man, you listen to the right people. You listen to the right people, brother. That's exactly right. You know, year to year. Decade to decade, you know, it's a very different principle, and you gave me a topic for a show coming up ahead. We got to write that down, DeOcean. We got to do that one, man. Listen, as we come down to the end of the show right here this morning, I would like to leave you just with this, that when you operate in the spirit of, say, preparedness, right, for what you want. It starts with simplicity. You know, you don't have to do it all in one day. It's a great quote. Rome was not made in one day. But listen, that calendar. How about get started off with a calendar so you can, you know, map out some things that you want to accomplish. About starting off with, you know, maybe you need to clear out that garage so you can have some space to get that workout in. You know, the place is not open anymore, and you got some stairs. You know, hey, clear out them stairs, make sure it's got some good grip or whatever, so you can walk the stairs and lose that weight or whatever it is. Or you're gonna be eating better. You know, prepare those meals. Maybe you can't buy the meals right now, but you could get the recipes. This is about preparation. So this is about where you want to go. It's about operating in that spirit of that. You get to. You even listening to this right here, you have a choice to say, oh, they're not talking about anything. Or you have a choice to say, man, some of this makes sense. I'm going to apply it to myself. Whether or not, it's all choice. It's all free will. That's amazing. God, we got you, guys. Hey, as we get ready to get on out of here, I thank you, Mr. McFall, for calling in this morning. Your input has been phenomenal. We surely want to have you back. Mr. Roscoe Leon's out there in Pasadena, California. Your intellect and wisdom is phenomenal, and I will let the cat out the bag. That's my dad, y'all. So anything I got right there, y'all got to give it to the DNA right there. And my amazing co-host, Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn, and Mr. Neosha Morris, you've been phenomenal. It's been an amazing, you know, whole year almost that we've been doing this. I think we started right around March. You know, man, it's been amazing. But Adele, I'd like for you to take a second. You know, you got the Reset Conference coming up, and how could the people reach you? We might have lost Mr. Adele J. Foster Clare, but you can reach her online. She's an amazing speaker, author, coach, help you put that. And thoughts and that journey and your story or from your mind and your spirit on the paper, turn it into a business. You could contact her at meettheauthors.net. Meettheauthors.net. Check her out right there. You know, submit a little information and she'll surely get back with you. Ms. Neosha Morris, man, give the people your information as a business developer out there in the home-based e-commerce landscape, man. Please share how people can reach out to you.
Man, appreciate you, man. Thanks for the opportunity, man. Absolutely, you can call me at 909-816-0094. Again, 909-816-0094. And email our first and last name, Neosha Morris at gmail.com, NeosiaMorris together, Neosha Morris, gmail.com. If you're looking to start a home business, work from home, earn some additional income in the amazing industry of travel, we are in the business of travel, and we can help you and your family get positioned to earn income in the $8 trillion industry worldwide. So there's my info. Reach out, connect with me, and go ahead and do business.
Man, amazing. I think we got Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn back on the line. I want to bring her on so we can give her contact information.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I got so excited. I'm really excited about the VSEC conference.
Right.
I ended up hanging up the phone, but that's okay. I'm here. Yes, I want to first say you can go to meettheauthors.net, and I know that, my mind just went blank. You know, that's a shame. I'm still here this morning, though. I know that information was given out, but I am in the business of helping speakers and authors, and right now I'm helping authors by putting them on TV. So I'm looking to interview you. If you're an author, go to meettheauthors.net. I want to get you some exposure at meettheauthors.net. Kijana and I are working on helping authors get out there, get their names out there, get their books out there so people can read it. But I also am excited about next year's conference. It's our fourth annual year conference called Reset. You can go to readyformyreset.com and learn more about it. I'm excited because next year we are focusing directly on helping people, businesses. So We got our speakers lined up, and Kijana is one of them, and I'm just really excited. Again, go to readyformyreset.com. We're looking to have you to be a part of the Reset Conference.
Man, I am chomping at the bit about that right there. You know, every time I get a chance, you gave me that first chance, and I took it. I walked in that door, and I've never come out again. I never came back out. Once I walked in, I was in. Hey, it's people, a lot of those kind of people. You know how you walk in the door, and it's just a door, man, that you embrace. It engulfs you. You feel like you landed in your place. The only way you find out that door. See, most times, listen to this. You got to write this down. Most times, we're looking for a key to a door that has no lock. See, it's not even locked. It's just waiting on you to come in and turn the knob. But you're looking at the door like, oh, I gotta have this. And if I'd have did that, I did. And in 2008, I believe that was 2010, maybe 2010. But if I'd have done that, like, I never, and they might laugh, and I don't really have no speech, right? I didn't have a speech. I didn't have any of that. I just had passion, man. But I walked in that door. The door was not locked. The door was open. It was. I embraced it. I took the chance. And since then, I've never stopped. I've written 3 books. I've spoken around the country. I've been able to be on numerous panels, numerous boards. I mean, just amazing. God is so good. But if you operate in the spirit of gratefulness, and I get to, and there's unlimited possibilities for what you could do or become in this world. We're here for a reason, so go ahead and pursue it. God gave us a purpose, and that's why you're up this morning. And again, my name is Kijana Owens. I want you to go to KijanaOwens.com. Check me out there. You can get my book. You can see what kind of classes I got coming up. I got a lot of things are happening. Grindology 101, we're doing some things with that. But you must go to WeTalkRadio.com. All the information is there. The movement of We Talk Radio in this time right now, moving into 2021, is going to be amazing. If you got a story to share, you got a business that you want to promote, if you want to make an impact, oh man, this is the place to do it. We Talk Radio is amazing, and this sister organization in the nonprofit sector, Heals on the Move to Heal, is a phenomenal vehicle to make a difference, and especially right now, the impact of abused women, men, and children in homes right now during this time of adverse change. Is at an all-time high, and We Talk Radio is partnered with Heals on the Move to Heal to make a difference, and that's phenomenal right there. So I applaud this network. I'm grateful to be a part of this network, and I'm looking forward to you making an impact with us in this network. So check us out at WeTalkRadio.com and get involved. Get involved. This has been an amazing morning. I thank you all for this morning. Succeed on purpose, right? On purpose, just put the effort in, you know, put the time in, the grind, learn, fail, fall, get up, learn, fail, fall, get up, learn, fail, fall, get up, keep doing it, get there, operate in the spirit of success, love, speed, get it because you can, get it because you get to, have a great day, have a phenomenal week. This has been your Monday morning grind radio show. Have a good one.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. On like the way we rock it, so don't stop. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop, stop.
John Owens, the Grind Allison. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in, catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
Thank you for tuning in to We Talk Radio.